WTAW News Time, 5 minutes after 6. The temperature is 53. Check of the Brazos Valley Weather follows the news presented by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning, I'm Bill Oliver. College Station School Board has set new high school boundaries for the 2019-2020 school year and overall maps online at WTAW.com. After the board's unanimous vote on boundaries, there was a 5-2 vote on grandfathering, supporting the administration's recommendation to include this year's 9th and 10th graders. Michael Wesson among those voting not to grandfather 8th graders.
A lot of the things that we have put in place for the middle schools comes to fruition next year, and the hope is that those ties are not quite as strong to the high schools starting next year. And we did that to avoid this very issue as we move forward. So I think it's an important thing to keep in mind.
Michael Schaefer wanted to grandfather 8th graders after an experience his family went through in a prior rezoning.
I remember coming back from vacation one summer, and she's crying because she didn't want to go to school. And I said, what? And she said, Daddy, I never made no friends last year. And what probably makes me feel, if we're going to get emotional, kind of what makes me feel bad is she put up with that a year and sucked it up and went to school every day. And so I think that's the heart I'm having right now.
Grandfathering 8th graders sought by some parents of present and future College Station High School students. Another new building's coming to Texas A&M. The A&M System Board of Regents yesterday approved more construction north of Kyle Field, replacing what was the Grove at the corner of Welburn Road and Old Main will be the 21st Century Classroom building. Before the unanimous vote, Regent Tony Busby of Houston wanted to know the percentage of campus enrollment growth compared to how much money is being spent on new buildings.
Especially when back when we used to have individual presidents come up and talk to us about their, you know, the buildings they wanted to build, their individual capital plans, many of them would talk about how important distance learning was and learning by computer, but yet we're still building more new buildings.
Construction begins next month. Weather permitting, it will open in May of 2020. College Station City Council approved a nearly $1 million contract at its last meeting to design the city's next water tower.
It's a 3 million gallon elevated water. So this will be our third elevated tower, and it's going to be located roughly there by Scott and White.
Interim Water Services Director Alan Gibbs told the council the project also includes mechanisms to reduce water pressure to some subdivisions. Tomorrow, Calvert celebrating their sesquicentennial. Co-chair Brenda Vandewall says the theme for the city's 150th anniversary, a Texas celebration fit for a queen, honors their Victorian-era roots.
We have 40 blocks on the National Registry, which many of those are Victorian architecture.
Vandewall says festivities include, among other things, a three-course Victorian tea, a historic home tour, and a Victorian hat, 5K run, walk, and social. Calvert 150 tomorrow from 9 until 9 throughout the 8 blocks of Main Street. More information is online at calverttx.us. Bryan Broadcasting Stations, including WTAW, invite you to record your condolences to the family of Barbara Bush. The phone number to record your message, 979-695-3206. That's 979-695-3206. We'll broadcast the Barbara Bush funeral service tomorrow, coverage beginning about 11 a.m. WTAW News Time approaching 9 minutes after 6, the temperature is 53. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. News presented by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Join Messina Hoff Winery Saturday, April 21st for the 34th Annual Wine and Roses Festival. The estate will be buzzing with local vendors, wine tasting, art, food, grape stomping, and so much more. Visit messinahoff.com/wineandroses for more information and to purchase ticket packages. Use promo code FUN and save 10% off pre-purchase tickets. Eat, drink, and stomp at Messina Hoff's Wine and Roses Festival Saturday, April 21st.
April means you save on all Hayward products at the Pool Guy. Pool pumps, filters, lights, all month. The Pool Guy has special pricing on all Hayward products and free installation. FREE, standard installation. Pricing will never be lower. So now's the time to replace or upgrade your swimming pool equipment. Call the Pool Guy at 575-6200 or stop in at the pool store and the Tower Point Shopping Center. The Pool Guy.
The Brazos County District Clerk's Office is probably best known by the general public for the summoning of jurors. Did you also know that the District Clerk is responsible for preserving evidence, records retention, maintaining legislative relationships, and so much more? Hi, this is Margaret Meese, candidate for Brazos County District Clerk. The Clerk's Office has other far-ranging duties and plays a key role in the day-to-day operation of our county government. Please elect me as your new Brazos County District Clerk.
Political and paid for by Margaret Meese.
Hey, good morning. It's 610. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community, where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today, 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Partly sunny skies are expected across the area today, with high temperatures getting into the lower 70s. Becoming mostly cloudy tonight, low in the middle 50s. Cloudy on Saturday with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing, high again in the lower 70s. Showers and thunderstorms taper off Saturday night, low in the middle 50s, and becoming partly sunny and breezy on Sunday, with highs once again in the lower 70s. I'm meteorologist Scott Kaplan, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, plenty of Aggie athletics in action this weekend, including Aggie baseball, which will be up in Knoxville, taking on Tennessee. It's about in the middle of the SEC conference for Coach Rob Childress and company, who have been on a roll of late, but Coach says you got to keep that going.
You're one good weekend away from, you know, being right back in the middle of things, and you're one bad weekend right away from chasing uphill again. So there's a lot of baseball left to be played. It's nice to be where we are, but certainly we've been in their spot too, and they're going to be ready to go, and they're going to play incredibly hard.
Speaking a little bit about the Volunteers, who dropped 3 to LSU last weekend. So we'll cover that series, as well as Aggie softball also in action, and gosh, plenty of other sports. And also the San Antonio Spurs find themselves in a big hole, down 3-0 to the Golden State Warriors. All that more coming up in sports.
And so Bill Oliver sitting in today for Chelsea Reber.
Bill.
So we'll say happy Friday on her behalf, since she says that on Friday.
Happy Friday.
Bill's too busy to actually start worrying about Bill's.
I'm monitoring. So.
Yeah, I understand.
Bill's too busy to have a happy Friday. No, he's not.
And of course, I got here a little early this morning just so Zach and I could go over the NFL schedule that's coming out.
Oh, goody, goody.
Yeah, so we'll...
You know, I completely left that out of my sports.
Ah, well, that's okay, because we'll do... You know, we may do a 10-12-minute breakout on
okay,
that.
Okay, good.
The only thing that really matters is my daughter going to Mexico City to see the Chiefs play.
Is she going to see them, or that happens to be they happen to be playing there?
Apparently they are playing there, and she lives in Kansas City, and... She supports the losers, the Chiefs and the Royals. So
she's going there on purpose to see the game?
Yes.
Tell her not to drink the water.
She's,
I'm just saying,
yes,
I've heard that before.
She's done her cruise and Ari was aware of that.
That stadium, though, I don't – you know, it's higher than Mile High, Denver?
What the
altitude wise? Yeah.
Well, that could be a little bit of a problem
because everybody talks about the altitude.
Yeah.
It's much higher actually.
Plus the fact there probably won't be any signs in English. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, maybe. I imagine lots of people in Mexico City know English.
Oh, sure, but they don't print the signs in the stadium in English. That's
no.
What I'm saying. They're not going to put special signs up.
El baño.
U.S. Americans are there. That's
El
right.
Baño. That's what you need to know.
The other thing that's a little problematic, and I guess we'll talk about this in a few minutes, the Aggies the baseball team is playing at Tennessee, and today happens to be Volunteer Recognition Day.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, I don't think it has anything to do with their team, but, you know, they're liable to glom onto that. In the meantime, a Florida man is accused of flooding consumers with 97 million phone calls touting fake travel deals. He appeared in court earlier this week before lawmakers to explain how robocalls work and to say, I am not the kingpin of robocalling that I am alleged to be. Adrian Abramovich of Miami, fighting a proposed $120 million fine.
Whoa.
Told the senators that open source software lets operators make thousands of phone calls with just the click of a button. in combination with cloud-based computing and the Wright Long Distance Company, I don't know what that means, he has asked the Federal Communications Commission to reduce the fine proposed last year, calling it disproportionate, in part because many calls went unanswered. Well, so what? Still annoying.
Jeez. $120 million?
Yeah. See, now, I don't know. Do you get a lot of those, or are you too young to get those?
You're talking about phone calls?
Yeah.
Or just,
yeah, well,
no,
of
course. No. I get phone calls at all?
No,
just get texts now. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I do.
The idea that, I mean, and now that because they do spoofing, it can have a 979 area code. So you might think that it's local.
Yeah.
But it's not. Just saying. Police in Florida have released a video where they arrested a guy hiding in a swamp.
Oh.
With only his face above the water.
A for effort, man.
The guy ran away from police, and he ended up running into a swamp, which, of course, they have a lot of those there. I'm just saying. So as a result, as the police dog that helped find him kept licking his face, so he's telling the dog not to. He said, stop, don't lick my face. Here we go.
All right, I got him.
See, they're coming around. I mean, you can hear him splashing.
Here, let me see your hands. You're going to get bit.
Yeah, you're going to get bit. Yep. The dog is there.
All right, I got his hands.
Let me get off.
You got cuffs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just don't put them on tight.
Don't be up.
I'm serious.
Yeah, okay. Right.
I'm serious.
With your other hand. Give me a hand or you're going to get tased, bro.
I don't care.
You're going to get tased.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. Tase me.
Did you hear that? He said, tase me.
Tase me.
He said, tase me.
Do it. Do it. I dare you. What a...
But
the dog was licking his face.
The dog was licking his face. He's laughing while he's in the swamp up to his neck.
Get out of here.
Really. I'm kind of surprised the dog didn't bite his face off.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I thought they were supposed to attack first, ask questions later.
Yeah.
Info.
Mation.
He was there for the info. I
yeah.
just figure you were in there feverishly.
And why wouldn't I be?
Well, I feverishly
Isn't
working.
That why I get the big bucks?
That's it. And you get no sleep? Yeah, you get to be here at 6 in the morning. Oh, excuse me. I get here at 6 in the morning. You get to get here at like 4:30. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, this morning is 3:45.
Oh, well, there you go.
Dang.
Then. Yeah.
Chelsea's got a lot to live up to.
Wait a minute. That's where the commercial was supposed to go. Okay.
Does your bagless vacuum smell like your pet? Does it smell musty and dusty? If it does, then you might need to change your filters. Changing the filters helps to maintain the suction and airflow so your vacuum picks up the dirt and debris the way it was designed to. Don't know where the filter is on your vacuum or not sure which filter you need? Then come by and see us at Sovac City and we'll be happy to help you. Sovac City.
The moment you start up a Toyota Tundra or Tacoma, you become part of a whole secret society. Full of folks who crave life beyond the civilized world. Who climb mountains simply because they're there. Who howl with wolves, wrestle largemouth bass, and camp out under stars that you never get to see in the city. And when they've had their fill of the great outdoors, they simply turn their trucks around and head back to so-called civilization. If you know what we're talking about, you're in. The virtually indestructible new 2018 Toyota Tundra and Tacoma, equipped with Toyota Safety Sense Standard.
Right now, qualified buyers can get 0% APR financing for 72 months on a new 2018 Toyota Tundra Special Edition. Toyota, let's go places. Drivers should always be responsible for their own safe driving, depending on the conditions of the roads, vehicles, weather, etc. The systems may not work as intended. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and end 4/30/18.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. By the way, if we get time today, Toyota says that they're gonna introduce by 2021. They'll be selling cars that talk to each other.
Oh, that's creepy.
It is. Well, and they're gonna what are they gonna do? They're gonna talk about us. Look at that guy.
Yeah, they can get together.
You're gonna work on getting Mr. Atkinson maybe to call and talk about that.
Yeah. Oh, he's gonna drive me again today. Ah, I wish he wouldn't do that. Oh, look at he brought French fries. Oh, you can just see him. Yeah, complaining about us. All right, here we go. It's what's the temp this morning?
I have 53.
Yeah, and there's a little breeze. It's a little bit chilly.
Yeah, it was kind of cold this morning.
No, it's comfortable.
Bill's just laughing over here.
Well, there's been snow the last 2-3 weeks consecutively where I grew up.
Yeah, you know people are going through a lot of that, but we have a chill factor this morning.
This is nothing compared to a couple weekends ago sitting out on Traditions in a golf cart when it's raining.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or Chili Fest.
Oh, that's true.
Too.
Yeah. So the
memorable weekend.
All in all, it's okay. So here we go. It's Well, in addition to Volunteer Recognition Day, as we mentioned, it also happens to be National Pot Smokers Day. See, because it's 420. Yeah, 420. See how that works?
Do you smoke pot?
Actually, I've never smoked pot in my life.
Oh, well, you need to start smoking some.
I had a pot gummy bear the other day. I think we can all agree a gummy bear shouldn't be able to steal your soul.
Well, now it's all going to pot. Or whether we like it or not. Best I can tell, the world's gone to hell. And we're sure gonna miss it a lot.
What, Cliff Howard's here?
Yeah, really. Willie Nelson singing it. So it happens to be that as well. It's Pineapple Upside Down Cake Day.
Ah, pineapple.
Not bad. It's National Cheddar Cheese Fries Day.
It sounds like a bunch of people with the munchies came up with this stuff.
It does. However, just on top of that, it is also National Lima Bean Respect Day. Don't have to like them, just have to respect them. Okay. Birthday.
Show them some respect.
I guess.
Birthdays for today. Clayne Crawford is turning 40. Now, he plays Martin Riggs in the Lethal Weapon TV series.
Yeah.
I caught a little bit of it. It's not bad. So he's playing Martin Riggs.
Well, you remember we played a little audio from that.
Oh, that's right.
The,
we did,
the,
didn't
the
we?
The A&M Texas jokes.
Yeah. So anyways, but he's turning 40.
Mm-hmm.
Joey Lawrence is turning 42.
Yeah.
Of course, he's been in a lot of stuff.
I don't know.
Melissa and Joey. Blossom. Give Me a Break, and he also came in third on the third season of Dancing with the Stars.
He
co-hosted it for a little while, too. I don't know if he's still doing that or not, but Stephen Marley is turning 46. That's Bob's son.
Wow.
Hold on. Here we go. Some real mellow stuff for you today.
Okay.
Anyways, he's turning 46 today. Carmen Electra, I'm a big fan. She's turning 46 as well.
Former wife of Dennis
Lots
Rodman.
Of people, yeah. Oh, yeah. David Navarro.
Yeah.
You could have taken your pick.
There's
but,
a group. Yeah.
But she's turning 46. Shamar Moore, he's turning 48. Now, of course, he was on Criminal Minds for a long time and left. He's now Hondo on the SWAT remake.
Yeah.
So if you've seen that. But he's a model actor guy. Crispin Glover. Is turning 54. George McFly.
Wow.
Get your damn hands off her.
He's a strange dude.
He is weird, but he's turning 54 today.
Okay.
Don Mattingly turning 57, former New York Yankees star. The stash no longer has a stash, but he's turning 57. Clint Howard, Ron's brother, turning 59. He's been in a lot of stuff.
Well, yeah, because his brother makes a lot of movies, and he always gives him a job.
Well, maybe. Like, he was in The Waterboy. He's been in some non-Ron Howard movies, but he's mainly known as just the ugly guy.
He really is.
That's sad, but that's how he's typecast. He's typecast as the weird, ugly dude.
Yeah, he's got spaces between his teeth.
Yeah,
he's
not an attractive guy,
unusual.
But he's turning 59 today.
There you are.
Jessica Lange turning 69. Of course, she's been in American Horror Story these past couple of years, but she's been in so much more than that. King Kong back in 76.
Right.
The Postman Always Rings Twice, Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
Speaking of Jack, we'll cover him here in a little bit.
Yeah, we will.
Ryan O'Neill turning 77.
Okay.
And George Takei is turning 81, Sulu on Star Trek.
It's a Takei, but that's okay.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Maybe better known in this generation to his jokes on social media.
Yeah, he's a big-time Twitter guy.
Or editorial stuff. You know?
Yeah. But I thought I'd heard somebody say Takei.
Nah, it's Takei.
Sulu,
well, I like
warp
Takei.
Speed.
Yeah,
Sulu,
that's
warp
right,
speed.
Exactly. All right, let's see tomorrow. Well, first of all, first and foremost, tomorrow is the 182nd anniversary of the Battle of San Jacinto.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, San Jacinto Day.
Wonder if Dale will have something about that.
Well,
later on.
I bet he probably will. And, of course, it's also Aggie Muster. We'll have those all over the world. And, of course, the biggest one right here on campus. And it's Husband Appreciation Day. There you go, ladies. It's Kindergarten Day. All right. It's Bulldogs Are Beautiful Day.
Oh, Bulldogs.
I don't get it, but that's fine.
They're cute.
Yeah, sure. Auctioneer's Day. Chocolate-covered cashews day, and it's one of two birthdays for the queen. You know, she gets to have one in June, and then she does this one here. So
you just spoiled my birthday.
Oh, sorry.
She's been turning the big 9-2.
Is she? Look at that.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Elizabeth,
wow.
Yeah.
Well, her official birthday is in June.
Oh.
So they can celebrate.
So why is she? Oh, is this when she was made queen?
This is her actual birthday, but they do this ceremonial thing The second Saturday in June is her official birthday. They do weird stuff over there.
Yeah.
Do weird, but
British people are weird.
Yeah, but her real birthday is today. You're right.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Got it.
That's weird. But tomorrow, Frank Delaney's turning 27. He's Nick on Fear the Walking Dead.
Oh.
Tried it. Didn't like it. I couldn't get hooked into it. But he's also Tom Riddle, Harry Potter, and the Half-Blood Prince.
Yep.
And his daddy, Stephen Delaney, is Stannis Baratheon on Game of Thrones. So
you
didn't know that.
Okay.
Correct me if I'm pronouncing this one wrong, Scott. Gugu Mbatha-Raw.
Got no idea.
Is turning 35. Plays Ava Hamilton, the Cloverfield Paradox.
All right.
She was Plumette in the live-action Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
And she's Meg's mom in the new kids movie, A Wrinkle in Time.
There you are.
So she's turning 35. Tony Romo turning 38. Could still be playing.
Well,
Quitter.
Yeah.
So he's turning 38. Okay. James McAvoy turning 39 tomorrow.
Yeah.
Professor X in three of the X-Men movies. Mm-hmm. And we talked about that movie he was in, Split.
Yes.
With M. Night Shyamalan. He'll be in next year's Unbreakable sequel, Glass, with Bruce Willis.
Uh-huh.
Rob Riggle is turning 48, SNL, Daily Show alum.
Uh-huh.
And he's been in a ton of stuff. We've talked about him before, too.
We have.
Lieutenant Colonel in the Marines, by the way.
Right.
Nicole Sullivan turning 48. She's Dre's neighbor, Janine, on Blackish. Was also Holly in King of Queens and Mad TV.
Uh-huh.
Toby Stevens turning 49. John Robinson on the Netflix remake of Lost in Space. Before that, he was on Black Sails, or he was on the Black Sails prequel, Treasure Island. Andie MacDowell is turning 60, Groundhog Day, Four Weddings and a Funeral, been in a lot of stuff. She looks good.
She
really
does.
Good for 60.
Well, she still, I mean, she does some cosmetic commercials.
Yeah, she does.
She's still the spokesperson.
But anyway, she's turning the big 6-0 tomorrow. Uh-huh. Tony Danza is turning 67.
Oh, my.
Who's the boss? Yeah. Taxi. Uh-huh. Iggy Pop is turning 71.
Mr. Pop.
I am the passenger.
So he's turning the big 7-1 tomorrow. Yeah. Happy birthday, Iggy. Charles Grodin is turning 83 tomorrow.
I didn't realize he was
He been in since Beethoven?
Not much. He's a funny guy. Certainly did some funny work, but, man, I didn't realize he was 83.
83.
Okay.
And as you mentioned, the Quain turning 92, sort of, I guess.
Yep. It's Earth Day on Sunday.
Oh,
By the way, Earth Day may be a good place to find a significant other. We'll talk about that a little bit later on.
Oh, by
morning.
The way, Earth Day locally is canceled tomorrow.
Oh,
they
yes,
can't.
Right.
I didn't know you could cancel Earth Day.
Well, yeah. Well,
the local stuff.
They're canceling the.
But you're still encouraged to
do
practice
all those earthy things.
Yes,
that you should do.
It's also my brother's birthday.
Oh,
so
well, there you go.
Shout out to all Brian there in Des Moines. Yeah.
National Jelly Bean Day. That's coming up on Sunday. And it's Macaroni Day.
Oh.
Okay, all those things you want to do.
I like macaroni.
That's it. And then we got birthdays on Sunday.
Birthdays for Sunday. Machine Gun Kelly turning 28. Biggest hit, Bad Things, with Camila Cabello.
Yeah.
Amber Heard is turning 32. Aquaman's Queen Mara in the Aquaman and Justice League movies.
Mm-hmm.
Malcolm Barrett turning 38. Rufus, the time machine pilot on Timeless. He also plays Hoover on AMC's Preacher.
Yeah.
Sherry Shepherd is turning 51. Used to be on The View. Was also Tracy Morgan's wife, Angie, on 30 Rock.
All right.
Cheryl Lee turning 51. Laura Palmer on Twin Peaks back in the day. But she's turning 51 on Sunday. Jeffrey Dean Morgan turning 52. Of course, he plays Negan on The Walking Dead. He's been in a lot of other stuff as well.
Uh-huh.
I think he recently is in the movie with The Rock, Rampage.
Okay.
So he's turning 52. Ryan Stiles is turning 59. Really funny guy from Whose Line Is It Anyway? So he'll be turning 50. He's a real tall guy, goofy guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's turning 59. Peter Frampton, 68.
Boy.
Hold on. There we go. Baby, I love you for some reason, Peter wasn't wanting to sing for us. Kept pressing the button. He wouldn't sing. So he's turning 68 on Sunday. John Waters is turning 72.
Wow.
Well, congratulations to John Waters. He of the weird mustache. Weird dude.
He is. Well, just overall,
Kind of strange. Yeah. Jack Nicholson is turning 81 on Sunday. We mentioned Jack, who thought his sister thought his mother was his sister. Is that what it was?
Yeah, that's right.
Something like that. Something weird.
Yes.
Charlotte Ray is turning 92. Mrs.
Wow.
Garrett, of course, she's also one of the few living cast members from Different Strokes.
Yeah,
hard to believe,
you're right.
Anyways. Yeah. And Glenn Campbell would have turned 82 on Sunday.
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
And that's all I got for birthdays.
Well, also,
say it loud.
You know this song, In the Living Years?
Yeah.
Mike and the Mechanics? That's Paul Carrack. He's really one of my favorite artists. He just, he does not play.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, he
might. Can we just change the format the rest of the morning?
Yeah, no kidding. Well, that is. That's a good song, and every child ought to hear that. Every child ought to listen, that's for sure. And you remember Eddie Albert? Eddie Albert was born on this date.
Oliver Douglas.
Exactly. That's all he's known for. And he didn't have Willie Robertson, but he's not as famous anymore, right?
Yeah, well, they got rid of the show.
Yeah.
They don't do the show anymore. I think
the reruns
a
are
lot
still on Outdoor Channel.
Oh, that's right.
I heard something that they were planning on moving their headquarters to Texas.
Oh, yeah.
To Austin, I think. Or somebody moved to Austin.
Look, they're living over in Louisiana in the swamp. You know, they got enough money now. They can live any place they want
to. That's
so
true.
That would make sense. Okay, well, we're behind. It's 6:30, but we had Friday birthdays, you know.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So the mainstream media has been so busy continuing their breathless and hysterical smear campaign against President Trump, they overlooked some great news on the economy. The supermarket chain Kroger said that they will make new investments in employee benefits, expand tuition reimbursements, and increase wages. Cincinnati.com reports that Kroger is going to invest up to $21,000 in each employee's education over multiple years. Now, this news came on the heels of last week's announcement that the supermarket giant was planning to hire an additional 11,000 employees for new positions, including 2,000 management roles, all thanks to President Trump and his tax cuts. Yeah, I know the alt-left, out-of-touch elites in the mainstream media, yeah, they continue their attempts to destroy the president. He continues to keep his promises and creating jobs in a safer world.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity. Weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Every business needs great people, and the better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it. ZipRecruiter knew there was a smarter way, so they built a platform that finds the right job candidates for you. ZipRecruiter learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. And ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. They even spotlight the strongest applications you receive, so you never miss a great match. Goodbye, post and pray. Hello, ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Are you looking for a job? This is Glenn Brewer with the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. Please join the Chamber and our title sponsor, Reynolds & Reynolds, for our annual spring job fair on Thursday, April 26th from 12 to 4 at the Hilton College Station. There is no charge to attend, so get your resumes ready and come on by the Chamber Spring Job Fair, April 26th at the Hilton College Station. Visit bcschamber.org or call 260-5200 for booth information.
United Ag and Turf offers the hardworking John Deere tractors, mowers, and utility vehicles you need to take care of your property. Choose the powerful and versatile John Deere 5045E tractor. This 50-horsepower tractor offers the muscle and features you need to tackle your to-do list. Includes a 5-year powertrain warranty and a surprisingly affordable starting price of only $159 per month. And when you purchase a new John Deere tractor up to 50 horsepower, the first year's scheduled maintenance is free. All you need is the diesel. Stop in today or visit UnitedAgandTurf.com. Offers end 4/30/2018. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 10 to 11 a.m., experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 21st, learn about weed control in pastures. Controlling pasture weeds is one of the best ways to increase forage production for your livestock. And plant identification, product selection, timing and methods and rates of application are all critically important. Come learn about it this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
WTAW News Time, 26 minutes from 7. The temperature is 53. Check of the Brazos Valley Weather follows the news presented by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com. I'm Bill Oliver. What was supposed to be a 2-hour meeting went 3.5 hours yesterday for the College Station School Board. Board voted unanimously to set new high school boundaries. after a 5-2 vote to not extend grandfathering to this year's eighth graders. Mike Nugent, one of the two board members supporting grandfathering of eighth graders.
We're talking 58 kids difference. And if we're saying that if we go to bond in 2021, theoretically, committee, everybody recommends that. If a bond's not going to pass because there's room for, I'm not seeing capacity for 400 to 500 at Consult. It could be. I mean, but would a bond pass for with 350 to 450 capacity? It's probably not going to pass then either.
Board President Jeff Harris voting against grandfathering eighth graders after expressing a concern of campus populations in 2021.
We're in the situation where we still have 400 to 500 empty seats at a high school, and we have to go for a bond. We're right back where we were last fall.
Changes will start in the 2019-2020 school year. The new map's online at WTAW.com. Scott visiting with Superintendent Clark Ely after the board meeting yesterday, and we'll hear that conversation later this morning. Bryan Broadcasting stations, including WTAW, invite you to record your condolences to the family of Barbara Bush. The phone number to record your message, 979-695-3206, 979-695-3206. WTAW to broadcast tomorrow's funeral service coverage beginning around 11. Tomorrow, also Aggie Muster Day at Reed Arena. The Association of Former Students reports her name will be called, but they are waiting for confirmation from the family whether they'll have her name called this year or next year. Brazos County A&M Club reports Mrs. Bush's name will be called as part of their roll call and candle ceremony. A&M's police department this week tweeted a warning about a scam using an FBI phone number targeting college students. Lieutenant Alan Barone says one student paid the scammer $19,500 because she was told she was not in compliance with the new scholarship law.
A lot of times these individuals are going to get very aggressive. They're going to get tricky. And then that's when they start to threaten the victims with jail time, deportation, especially if they don't talk to them or meet their demands.
Barone says government and law enforcement agencies will not call you and demand an immediate payment or that you give personal information over the phone. If you receive a suspicious call, hang up immediately and contact your local police. A&M's Veteran Resource and Support Centers launched a campaign to make sure graduates who are veterans have caps and gowns at graduation. Center's Karen Allen thanked the Brazos Valley Cares organization and the donors who have made monetary contributions.
I noticed that some of our veterans were not participating in graduation, and I began to wonder why. I thought maybe it was just they didn't want to. But when I realized it was the cost of the cap and gown and the announcements and all the other things that come with graduation, and 49% of our veterans here on campus are married or and have children, their children are always going to come first when it comes down to spending money like $75 for the cap and gown.
Online donation sites, BrazosValleyCares.org. Those who want to donate gowns can drop them off in the Veteran Resource and Support Center office in the A&M Coldest building. North of Kyle Field, A&M's hotel and conference center is nearing completion. The Kane parking garage has been open the better part of a year. And now next to the garage, groundbreaking to take place next month on a new academic building. It's after the A&M System Board of Regents yesterday approved the 21st century classroom building. It'll be built at the corner of Auburn Road and Old Main.
A covered area is provided for outdoor movies, as you can see between the round auditorium there and the rectangular block there that will be used for that. And deference to the movies that used to be shown at the Grove, which this project is on that same site.
The system's interim facilities director, Pete Schmid, says the building addresses a need for large teaching areas.
And will include three teaching arenas, active learning classrooms, tiered classrooms, a large lecture hall, and smaller study spaces.
Completion of the $85 million building, weather permitting, is expected in May of 2020. Next steps have been taken towards building College Station's third water tower. City Council at its last meeting approved a design contract that will cost almost $1 million with the tower off Rock Prairie Road near Baylor Scott and White Hospital.
The towers are roughly each about 200 feet high. It's a critical project for that whole triangle to develop at Rock Prairie, Fitch, and Six.
Interim Water Services Director Alan Gibbs told the council the third tower will take care of future needs as currently projected. The nearly $9 million tower will be $9 million tower, I should say. That's the cost overall, and it'll be called Station's first tower that's located east of the freeway. WTAW News Time, 21 minutes from 7. The temperature is 53. News presented by Mar Eye Center. More news at 7 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
AggieLandHelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Hey, Dave, can we please turn that down?
The music? Music helps create a more productive work environment.
But, Dave, I think it depends on what kind of music you play.
Of course it does. This music helps me drown out your whining.
But,
There, that's better. Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at AggieLandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Does your bagless vacuum smell like your pet? Does it smell musty and dusty? If it does, then you might need to change your filters. Changing the filters helps to maintain the suction and airflow so your vacuum picks up the dirt and debris the way it was designed to. Don't know where the filter is on your vacuum or not sure which filter you need? Then come by and see us at Sovac City and we'll be happy to help you. Sovac City, we're on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City has also been voted the best of the Brazos Valley again, and we want to say thank you to all of you who voted for us. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Benford Insect Control has been providing complete pest and termite control in the Brazos Valley since 1947. They specialize in treating your home or business for insects, rodents, and termites. For over 60 years, Benford's built a reputation of providing the highest quality service at an affordable price. So for your free pest and termite evaluation, call Benford Insect Control today at 822-5524 or click on to BenfordInsectControl.com. Benford Insect Control. Bug and bugs since 1947.
Hey, 641. Good morning. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Checking the weather. It's brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie owned and operated. Malik, feel the difference. Here you are.
We'll have partly sunny skies today with high temperatures topping out in the lower 70s. Clouds move into the area tonight, low in the middle 50s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms developing on Saturday. High temperatures again in the lower 70s. Showers and thunderstorms continue Saturday night, tapering off late at night, low in the middle 50s, and becoming partly sunny and breezy on Sunday, high 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Scott Kaplan, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, plenty of Aggie athletics in action this weekend. We'll go over baseball, softball, as well as golf, and even some tennis. We'll cover all that and equestrian as well. And also looking at the San Antonio Spurs in a 3-0 series hole after losing to the Golden State Warriors last night. All that and more coming up in sports.
And, of course, it's National School Walkout Day.
Walking out
now. Except the 19th year since the mass shooting took the lives of 13 at Columbine High School. It was the deadliest high school shooting in U.S. history until February, when 17 people were killed at a high school in Parkland, Florida. Today is also the day students across the country are planning to leave class as part of the National School Walkout to protest gun violence. It's the second major school walkout in 2 months, and it's set for 10 a.m. More than 2,600 protests are planned for the day, and more than 250,000 people have signed a change.org petition in connection to the walkout. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
What that report omits is that Columbine is not participating in the walkout.
How very interesting.
They, ever since the year after that massacre, they have been doing that day as a day of public service projects, and they will continue doing that today.
Now, you see, now that makes sense.
Isn't that perfect?
Yes. That's kind of the way that you should do that. You should give back.
Well, and we've talked about these walkouts before. I have no doubt that there are a lot of students that are doing it for the cause or doing it for a reason, but, you know, no doubt there are plenty that just doing it to get out of class.
Hey, yep, not have to go to school today.
Yeah.
Okay. Then there's this from a school in Massachusetts.
Christine Hartwell says her 4-year-old daughter, Julia, came home from school one day not acting like her usual bubbly self.
When I asked her what was wrong,
She said she was really sad about what her teacher did that day.
Her teacher told her she could not call one of her classmates her best friend. Hartwell and her husband went to the director at Pentucket Workshop Preschool to find out about this policy. She says it's not spelled out in the school handbook. The preschool sent a letter to the Hartwell family, and they say they've done their research on the pros and cons of using the term best friend, and they say they'll continue to encourage kids to not use it in a group setting.
Are you serious? Oh my gosh.
In Massachusetts.
What a stupid.
Don't call anybody your best friend. So now what is BFF going to be?
I don't know.
Are they going to get like a 2-day suspension? Again, the girl's 4. She's 4.
Well, she's probably learning early because when women get older, they can have like 15 best
friends.
Yeah,
you're right. Yeah.
And social media, hanging out with my bestie, and then someone completely different the next week, hanging out with my bestie.
But now, I guess that's what they're trying to do, to prevent the heartbreak of being someone's best friend and then not being their best friend later.
That's so stupid.
Let's not even use the word.
That makes me mad.
Well, again.
It makes me angry, Scott. That really grinds my gears.
Couldn't tell.
And again, it's a 4-year-old.
Yeah.
Hey, 47% of those surveyed in the Marist College poll say they would definitely vote against a candidate for Congress who wants to impeach the president. 47% said they would vote against a congressional candidate who is out there campaigning on the idea of impeaching the president.
Well, that means that more than half would be okay with it.
Well, but no, there's going to be some not sures.
Okay.
So I think that that's
just depends what else the candidate's bringing to the table.
That's a
fairly. And where's
big
this
number.
University located?
It's Marist College. They do a lot of polls.
Yeah,
Marist
but
College. I don't have
but
any.
But I'm wondering if
geographically and what that might do.
Yeah, and I would think that would just apply to that geography.
Well, let's see.
Marist College.
I got it. It's coming up. It's in Poughkeepsie. It's in Poughkeepsie, New York. Just letting you know.
Wherever Poughkeepsie is.
Poughkeepsie.
Poughkeepsie, yep. Now, a few other numbers that might worry Democrats. 1/4 of African Americans and 30% of Hispanics in that poll say they definitely would vote against a candidate who is pushing impeachment.
What was the percentages again?
25% for African Americans and 30% for Hispanics. Which,
really?
Again, and when you consider that those are very high percentage Democrat voters, that could hurt the Democrats a little bit, I would think.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Let's see what else. Tammy Duckworth, who is the first senator to ever become a mom, okay, of a new child, while she served, actually brought her 10-day-old baby down to the floor of the Senate. Did that yesterday.
Really?
Yep. And her mom dressing her up in a blazer. So that the little one could comply with the Senate clothing rules. This is the first instance of a new Senate rule allowing members to bring children younger than 1 onto the floor. Okay, they can vote on that, but they can't vote on something that's important for the country.
Yeah.
I mean, that's wonderful.
How about a year-long federal budget?
And what would you rather them do? Would you rather her take time off? Maternity leave to take care of her child, or would you rather her?
I mean,
doesn't
Congress have every other benefit known to?
That's exactly
employee
right.
Kind.
I mean, hats off to her because not only is she showing that she can be a mother and a senator, but she's just showing commitment. I mean, she's showing commitment to her constituents.
Yeah, very much. So there you go. That's our news out of Washington, or at least all we need to talk about now. 6:48.
1 month, 1 goal, 100 new Chevy. It's the biggest sale of the year at Tom Light Chevrolet. From our largest car and truck inventory. Every new truck, every new SUV, every new car. We will not be undersold. Tom Light Chevrolet never backs down from a challenge. And this challenge will save you thousands. 1 month, 1 goal, 100 new Chevys. All roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet and Bryan College Station. Chevy, find new roads.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 10 to 11 a.m., experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 21st, learn about weed control in pastures. Controlling pasture weeds is one of the best ways to increase forage production for your livestock, and plant identification, product selection, timing, and methods grades and rates of application are all critically important. Come learn about it this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Most of us are willing to spend a certain number of dollars on our hobby of gardening. The more we can get for those dollars, however, the happier we are as gardeners. I have some ways you can conserve your money without compromising the results you get while you're out there gardening. Protect your gardening investment. I'll be back with details right after this message. If you want the most useful reference book in Texas gardening, I believe Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening to be exactly that. I self-published this book so I could have exactly the book I always wanted to have for you. Chapter 1 is Basics of Gardening in the Lone Star State, and Chapter 2 is a calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Every book goes out signed. It's not in stores. It's not on Amazon. It's not a revision of my cowboy boot book from 1991. $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week 800-752-752. Grow or order anytime at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. Speaking of protecting your gardening investment, you want to protect all of your spring plantings, new and old alike, from the ravages of a Texas summertime. Here we are on the edge of another one. Just a few cents worth of water can save trees and shrubs that cost dozens, if not hundreds or thousands of dollars. Learn to recognize early signs of drought and then step to your plant's rescue before they reach the permanent wilting point. That is, the point beyond which they can't recover, even with deep watering. Slow, deep soakings are usually best. Above all, don't ever water by the clock. Plants will dry out at varying rates. You may be watering on three-day increments in the heat of the summer and once every week or two in late spring or fall, maybe not at all over the wintertime. It all depends. You want to boost your lawn into really active growth. By this time of spring, St. Augustine and Bermuda should be growing at their best paces of the year. Both of these are warm season grasses, which means they're happiest in the 80-plus temperatures that we're seeing now. You can put that active growth to work for you by making sure you have the turf adequately fed with a quality high nitrogen or all nitrogen slow-release fertilizer. In fact, rather than spending dozens of dollars on various types of weed killers, invest instead in a couple of bags of quality lawn food, and a lot of the weeds will go away. Vigorous turf that is properly fed, adequately watered, and mowed frequently will crowd out almost all weeds. Then, if a few persist, you can buy the appropriate herbicide. Now, similar advice goes with pest control. Not every insect is damaging. Those types that are damaging may not be present in large quantities. However, you need to have all of your trees and shrubs properly identified first so you can more quickly identify any problems that begin to arise. Insects and diseases you see are generally common only to a specific plant or small group of closer related plants. If the numbers of insects and the amount of disease seem to be threatening to those plants, use the best available effective control. It may be organic, I'll give you that, but it also may be inorganic. Whichever it needs to be effective, that's the one you want to use. You need to ask the nurseryman before you plunk your money down, how effective is this control? Will it kill all of them, or am I going to have to retreat several times? Perhaps most important of all, though, learn to read your plants. They'll give you early indications of problems that may be arising. Step to their rescue then before things get out of hand. I'm Neil Sperry, and that's Plant Talk Texas for another day. Until next time, thanks for listening, and happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning at 6:53. A ton of Aggie sports in action this weekend. 14th-ranked baseball's in Knoxville taking on Tennessee in an SEC series. Here's Coach Rob Childress on the Volunteers.
They've got an awful lot of talent and, you know, two coaches, Tony Vitello and Frank Anderson, that coach with a chip on their shoulder. They have their kids ready to go, and they're at home. And we're only at the halfway point of the conference race. You're one good weekend away from, you know, being right back in the middle of things, and you're one bad weekend right away from chasing uphill again.
The Aggies come into the weekend riding a six-game win streak, while the Vols put a stop to a three-game losing skid with a 6-2 victory over East Tennessee State Tuesday. Game one is this afternoon at 5:30 with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. For ninth-ranked Aggie softball, the ladies are in Baton Rouge, squaring off against number 15 LSU. Coach Joe Evans says she expects a rowdy atmosphere from the Cajuns.
Their crowd gets in it. You're going to hear things you probably haven't heard all season long, and our kids expect it, and it's just part of what you get when you go to LSU, and the crowd is really engaged and involved, and they love their team, and so we just look at it as, you know, the kind of atmosphere you want to play in, just that people are invested and excited about the game, so it makes it fun.
Coach and the ladies sit at 9-6 in SEC play, while the Tigers are 7-7. Game one is tonight at 6 o'clock with broadcast on Willie 1550 and RadioAguland.com. Texas A&M's Amber Park is in 18th place, and teammate Maddie Zarek is tied for 23rd following the second round of the SEC Women's Golf Championship in Hoover. The Aggies, who are in 14th place as a team, tee off the third and final round this morning at 9:10. On the tennis courts, the Maroon and White nabbed a 4-3 win over number 24 Kentucky to advance in the SEC Women's Tournament yesterday. The Aggies will face second-ranked Vanderbilt this afternoon at 3 o'clock. And fourth-ranked Texas A&M Equestrian concluded its team season yesterday with a 13-1 loss to top-ranked Georgia in the semifinals of the national championships. Kevin Durant had 26 points, 9 rebounds, and 6 assists, and the Golden State Warriors beat San Antonio last night 110-97 to take a 3-0 series lead over the Spurs. San Antonio had to play without head coach Greg Popovich, who was with family following the death of his wife on Wednesday. Interim head coach Ettore Messina called it an emotional time.
Everybody did a fantastic job as players, as people working in the organization, as staff, and really trying to support each other and face this moment like it should be faced, with the support of friends. And there is nothing that can be faced individually at this level of, you know, set event.
Now, Golden State can close the first round series out with a win Sunday afternoon in San Antonio. The Houston Rockets will look to take a 3-0 series lead of their own when they visit the Minnesota Timberwolves tomorrow night. Tip-off for that one is at 6:30 in Minneapolis. Charlie Morton pitched 7 innings of 3-hit ball. Jose Altuve hit a 3-run double, and the Houston Astros busted out for a 9-2 win over the Seattle Mariners yesterday.
That was a weird game. Certainly the tale of two different halves of the game, right? The first half was a mess on a lot of levels. You know, we came in pretty flat. They were pretty flat. Some weird plays in the middle of the game, and then I wouldn't have told you we would have scored nine runs and double-digit hits. So sometimes baseball will show you a few things. But
that's skipper A.J. Hinch after the win. The Astros will take their three-game win streak on the road to Chicago tonight to face the White Sox at 7:10. Meanwhile, the Texas Rangers are back home to entertain the Seattle Mariners at 7:05. Coverage for that one will be joined in progress on the Zone. And a quick correction, Aggie baseball has actually won 7 in a row, not 6. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by WC Tractor on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Howdy, Coach Gary Blair inviting you to a celebration dinner and silent live auction Thursday, May the 3rd at the Expo Complex, benefiting Special Olympics and other charities. Doors open at 6 and $10 will get you dinner and drinks. Go to CoachBlairCharities.org for more. Special thanks to BB&T, Chili Fest, Jack Hilliard Distributing, Valak Financial Advisors, and the flagship of Aggie Athletics. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Honda Dream Garage Spring Event is back, and if you're ready for a new Honda, it's time to start your engines. Take it from me, Honda IndyCar driver James Hinchcliffe. I know a thing or two about engines. That? Oh, that's the spacious Honda Pilot. Did you know it's got seating for up to 8 and an available rear entertainment system? You do now. And that's the sophisticated new Honda Accord, the 2018 North American Car of the Year. It's stylish, yet sensible. I kind of like to think of myself that way. Yep, I know that sound. That's the sporty Honda Civic. It's got an available turbocharged engine I'd recognize anywhere, even without the blindfold. Wait, did I mention I was wearing a blindfold? I didn't. Oh, gosh. Well, that's what makes this so impressive.
Hurry in to the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event today.
Shop your Central Texas Honda dealers today or online at CentralTexasHondaDealers.com.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-through and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
Check out some weather. If you need a new roof due to recent high winds or hail damage, for over 40 years, United Roofing has been your roofing insurance claim specialist. You don't have to call an 800 number. With United, they're local. Call them at 846-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com. High today, about 71 with sunny skies out of the east. And then tonight we'll be down around 55 or so. Tomorrow, 74 with a 60% chance of rain during the day, 50% chance of rain on Saturday night, and then sunny and 72 on Sunday. That'll be nice. 53 right now. A Bryan Broadcasting Station, News Talk 1620, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.